need somebody help, not just anybody help. You know I need someone.
We've received a message from Joe requesting our urgent help on the show this morning. Hi, Joe.
Morning, Joe.
Hi, Jamie and Emma, are you okay?
Yeah, yes, we good, thank are you. Good, but I understand you have a problem, and both myself and Emma and Joanne here in the studio and the entire Heart Breakfast audience are here to help. Off you go.
Okay, I've got an 18-year-old son, and he's got a very good-looking friend who he's been making passes at me, a little bit flirty, giving me the eye, a little bit tactile. I'm 37, I'm divorced, so he knows I'm single, but he's 18. I'm really flattered, because he's absolutely lovely, really, really sweet guy. So what do I do? Do I enjoy the attention? Do I flirt back with him? Or do I carry on doing what I've been doing, which is just blanking it and pretending it's not happening and ignoring it?
Joe.
Well, he's a man in the 80s.
But it's always lovely to have attention from me, you know.
No. Any man.
Young man. Yes.
Get what you can. Talking about myself, you understand. So, Joe, what makes it slightly tricky is the fact that he's best friends with your son. Is that more where the issue lies?
I think
because
he's 18. Well, quite a big...
Yeah, he's quite a bit younger than me, and he's one of my son's best mates.
Joe, when I was 18, I dated an older woman, older than you, in fact.
Oh, my goodness, did you?
Oh, yeah. My goodness, now it's all coming out.
Yeah. And it didn't last, but then again, neither of us kind of expected it to last. Because, you know, you don't share very different things that you like to do. You know, I couldn't say... She was French. She was impossibly glamorous. I couldn't really say, hey, do you want to come down to the pub and play on the fruit machines with my mates?
That is
so we had little in common. But, you know, it was both... it kind of was mutually beneficial. Yeah. You know, it's the kind of thing that a young boy wants, and it's the kind of thing that maybe older lady wants.
I think maybe we should get some help. Could you text us 821-22 with your opinions? Maybe you can help our lovely Joe out today. I'm not sure we should be asking Jamie Theakston. 821-22.
Help, I need somebody.
Help,
not just anybody.
Help,
you know I need someone.
So we met Joe in Richmond earlier on. Morning, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Morning.
We have had so many texts.
So many.
About your issue. Joe is... Well, I think it's fair to say it's also people are making a bit of a leap here. Joe told us earlier on that one of her son's friends has been making passes at her. I think it's important to point out that this hasn't been reciprocated anyway from you, has it?
No, not at all. So I've done nothing yet.
Exactly. Nothing's happening between the two of them. Because a lot of people have come out quite stridently and have said, come on, it's just a fling. We go, hang on, whoa, no. There is no fling at this stage, but Joe, understandably, is flattered by the attention.
Ash has texted in, actually, said, would she be okay if your son was going out with a friend of yours?
You.
Yeah, there we go. That's a very good question.
Joe, see, there's... also, Les is being a bit harsh. I think you should act your age and let him know it's not going to happen. Get real, lady.
Caroline's in Guildford. Morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
Morning.
What's your point, Caroline?
I don't mean to sound rude.
Uh-oh.
But how does Joe know that she's not misinterpreting the signs? What has he done to make her... think?
That's a good point. Joe, what are the signs?
There's a lot of eye contact. He's very, very tactile.
He's 18. His pheromones are all over the place.
You kind of know, though.
Fair enough.
Joe, don't go there, love.
Don't go there.
That's good. Sage words from Caroline.
If it was the other way around and it was your daughter and one of her friend's dads, you wouldn't accept that yourself, would you?
It's a very good point. Caroline.
That's very true.
Don't go there, love.
That's what Caroline said. A lot of people are saying that. Tara says it's weird on so many levels. Claire's in Erith. Morning, Claire.
Morning, Jamie. Morning, Emma.
Good morning.
What do you think Joe should do?
I think it's so wrong. Very wrong. Okay. How would she feel if it was her son's best mate's mum coming on to her son?
Yeah, but the thing is, right, Claire, he's 18. He's a man. And, you know, Joe is single. What's wrong with it?
He's a very young man and she's a very mature woman. Maybe she should stick to someone a bit more older than that. It's just not right.
Claire, I'm going to... defend Joe. It's, I don't think the age is the issue.
I don't think the
because
age
I think is, that yeah. it's you're never too young or old to find love, and I think that anyone should be allowed to find love, whatever age. For me,
it's just sounds best mate.
Well, that's well, there, that's the there, thing. That's the rub. That is the rub, because I don't think you should be looking for love within your friend's circle, Joe, because that's where it starts, for me, starts being a little bit awkward.
Yeah, I think that is the problem. We have had lots of texts in about that. Age isn't the issue here. It's your son's best friend. The attention is great. Anything more is risking your relationship with your son.
And that is the most important thing here. Isn't that right, Joe?
Yeah. I think you're right. I've had a bit of a reality call. I think I've just got to think about my son in this.
I think it depends on how your son feels. The one thing you don't want to... If this ever did happen, something will last for a month or so, isn't it? And your relationship with your son should last forever. So there we go.
Yeah. Of course, it's very flattering, though, for her, isn't it?
Of course it is. Joe, thanks for your call, and hopefully we've been of some help this morning.
No, you've been great. I think I've just got to think of him. But if you've got any single friends, Jamie...
She can't help
Joe.
It. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye.
News headlines after this. Just a small